Hey everyone, welcome to today's stories of language learners. I'm your host, Chalice. Today's guest is Teacher Gabi. Teacher Gabi and I met last year on a mentorship program for English teachers. She's an amazing English teacher. I really like the work she's doing. So I reached out to Teacher Gabi on Instagram and I invited her to be on the podcast and she kindly agreed. Here are some of the things we talk about in this episode. How do we stay motivated when learning a new language? Is it okay to move on when you are not understanding something new? The importance of living the language. Why you should put yourself out there even if you make mistakes. Using TV shows to learn English. Is there a finish line when learning a new language? Using every opportunity to communicate and use English even if you are a shy person. I had such an amazing time recording this interview with Teacher Gabi. I'm 100% sure that you guys are gonna love this episode. Before getting to the interview with Teacher Gabi, let's hear a message from another listener of the podcast. As some of you may know, on season 4, I launched a new segment on the show. This new segment is for you, the listener. If you would like to participate in the podcast, this space is for you. I want you guys to share your voice and your message. So, if you are interested in participating, feel free to send me a message on social media, okay? Today's listener is Italo. I still remember, after releasing the podcast 1 year ago, one of the very first listeners who sent me feedback and interacted with me on social media was Italo. Back then, I literally had no idea what I was doing, and I thought that nobody would listen. So, it was so nice knowing that I wasn't alone. Italo, thank you so much for your support and for participating in this segment. I really appreciate it. Now, here is Italo.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all listeners to this amazing podcast. My name is Italo. I'm Brazilian. It's an honor for me to be here and share my experience with Charlie's podcast. I started to study English some years ago, and in that time I've noticed that I needed to something to help me more outside of the school, to help me more to practice my English. So one of the things that I did in that time was watching lots of movies with English subtitles, videos on YouTube. But one of the things that I've noted in that time was that the difference for me when I started to listen to podcasts. So all kind of podcasts, like interview podcasts, pop culture podcasters, podcasts with telling about movies, TV shows, this kind of stuff, you know. So for those who are listening to this specific audio, remember that listen to podcasts at least every day. A podcast with, 15 minutes, it's really good. Will be different for you. Each day that you listen to your podcast, you're listening to your favorite podcasts, is amazing. If you want to improve your English, listen to podcasts every single day, okay? And remember, Charlie's podcast is amazing as well. And I'm waiting. I invite to participate on his podcasts on in an interview. Okay, Charlie? Thank you so much, guys. It's an honor to be here. And may the force be with you. Always.
Learning a new language changed my life, and I'm sure that it can change yours too. One of my main goals with this podcast is to share amazing and inspiring stories from other learners, so we all can stay motivated and get inspired over and over again. I hear on a daily basis how much you guys love and appreciate the show. So now you can support the work I've been doing with this podcast by becoming a member on Patreon. All the financial support there will go to the podcast and our community. Also, by becoming a member on Patreon, you'll get extra content. The link to join us on Patreon is in the show notes. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate your support. Hey everyone, welcome to the Stories of Language Learners. Today I'm so excited to have teacher Gabi on the show. Hi teacher Gabi, thank you so much for being here. How are you?
Hey, thank you. It's an honor to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm very well. What about you?
I'm doing really well. And yes, I'm so excited that you are here today. And actually, you are the first guest in season 4 that I already talked with, because we kind of know a little bit about each other. So just a little bit of background story, how we met teacher Gabi and I. Last year we were participating, I think it was like a mentorship program for English teachers, right?
Something like that. Yeah, like a mentoring for program or something. I really don't know how to explain that.
Yes, it was really nice, the experience that I had. I think that I did this mentorship program for, I think, 2 months. Because I was preparing myself to become an English teacher. This was like my goal for 2021, was like to dedicate myself to teaching English. But things did not happen the way that I thought that they would happen. And we were talking a little bit before recording that my professional life ended up turning into a whole new direction. I'm working in a tech company right now, and this is the first time that I have to use English in my day-to-day job. And I also am working 100% remotely, which is really awesome. I'm really loving it. But yes, so this is the background story. Teacher Gabi and I met last year in this mentorship program from teacher, I forgot his name. I interviewed him on the podcast.
Teacher Shane?
Oh, yes, teacher Shane. So shout out to teacher Shane. So teacher Gabi, could you please introduce yourself?
Sure. Well, people call me Gabi. My name is Gabriela, but I really don't like when people call me Gabriela because I feel people are mad at me. And I am from São Paulo. I live in a metropolitan area called Santo André. It's a really nice city. I teach English. My main focus is to help intermediate students who feel insecure about their skills to face that nobody's English is perfect and we are learning every single day something new.
Yes, I remember that with a lot of guests I said this before, but this is so true, because even in our native language we are always learning something new, right? This journey never ends in any language, right?
Exactly. Like I have some students who tell me like, my English is not good yet, because sometimes I watch a movie and I don't understand a few words, or I read a book and I cannot understand some words. And I'm like, when you read a book in Portuguese, do you understand every single thing you read, or you just move on and you keep reading? And they are like, yeah, sometimes I don't understand something, but I just move on. And I'm like, yeah, that's it. Like, you can stop, learn a new vocabulary, or you can just continue your life like you would do in Portuguese.
Yes, I think the key is not to give up, right? Even if you are not understanding, continue. This is really important. So, okay, I'm curious, how long have you been teaching English?
Oh my goodness, I think like online classes, 3 years, I think, but face-to-face classes, like in person, four years and a half, something like this.
That's awesome. So, okay, I'm curious about another thing, because right now I'm experiencing this in my professional life where I need to use English every day. So this tech company that I'm working with, the main clients are people from outside of Brazil. This is a company from Brazil, but the main clients, they are from outside of Brazil. So I have to communicate with them through writing. So most of the time, like 99% of the people that I have to interact with, it's by using English. And I remember that the first and the second month that I was in this job, I was so mentally exhausted by using English so much, all day long. So my question is how do you feel like at the end of the day after, I don't know, after a whole day of teaching and speaking English? Are you like mentally tired or are you used to it right now?
That's a really good question, because I remember the first time I traveled abroad, by the end of the day, I was drained. Like, okay, it's 6 p.m. and I just need to sleep, because I usually send so much English that I was like, no, I'm done. That's it. Now, I think it's because I speak a lot and I listen a lot. So I get tired, but it's like the same thing in Portuguese. I don't feel so tired because of English. I feel tired just because, like, okay, it's the end of the day. I need my bed. I need to watch my TV shows now.
Yes, now I am like 4 months in this company. I'm more used to it. But wow, the first and the second month, it was really intense, I would say. Okay, so let's start with the first question that I have here. Could you share a little bit about your journey with English when you start learning?
That's a funny story, because I didn't like English at all. And basically, I was one of the most of the people who live in Brazil who are like, oh, no, I'm never going to learn English. I think it's an ugly language and things like this. But I never watched any dubbed movie. I mean, except for Disney movies. So if I am watching like a Japanese movie, I'm going to watch in Japanese. If I am watching a German movie, I'm gonna watch it in German, just the original dialogue. And I was totally hooked on Friends, the TV show. And because of that, I used to watch the same episodes over and over again. And after a while, I started memorizing the lines and I started understanding English, like by accident. It was not my intention at all. And long story short, basically, I decided I wanted to travel abroad, actually live abroad. So I had to learn English. Like, I could understand a little, but I couldn't speak at all. And I didn't want to study English like the way normally traditional schools teach people. And I studied 6 months by myself, like watching TV shows, trying to learn the vocabulary, and try to learn the grammar. After a while, I moved to the US. I kept studying over there. I came back to Brazil. I kept studying over here, and I still study. Even now, I am a forever learner, let's say like this.
Awesome. This is so common. I think this is a human feeling that sometimes it's so hard to believe in ourselves, right? Because I was like, oh my God, I will never learn English. This language is so difficult. But I think that if you have a goal at this desire, you can learn anything, right? If you work hard towards it. And learning in a fun way, I think it's the key to learn anything. So, as you mentioned, you would watch TV series and movies, and you mentioned Friends. A lot of people talk about this TV show Friends. I never watch it, but I think yesterday I was on social media and a lot of people were posting and talking about it, that they released, I don't know if it is a movie or a new season of this TV show, but there are so many people on YouTube who share their journey with English, where they just used this TV show Friends to learn, which is really incredible. So when you went to the US, were you able to communicate in a basic way, or you didn't know anything at all?
Actually, just studying by myself, I could communicate with other people. I could understand very well, because you normally have like the passive and the active studies. So I used to listen a lot, but I didn't have any, like, no one to practice with. So whenever I was out, if I had the opportunity to meet someone from another country, I was like, okay, I'm gonna practice my English now. I was really shy and I was really embarrassed of making mistakes like this, but I could communicate with other people. I had a broken English. And when I got there, I was very shy. So basically, I would talk to people like, yes, no, okay, and haha. That was my complete vocabulary. And after 3 months living there, I decided that it's okay to make mistakes. If I don't make mistakes, I'm never gonna learn. And I need to put myself out there. And that's what I did. Like, I started taking ESL classes, English as second language classes. I started talking to a lot of people. Some people would correct me, some people wouldn't, but I could see in their eyes that I had made a mistake. So I was like, is it right to say like this? And they were like, no, actually, you should say in a different way. And yeah, I was like an intermediate level. And when I came back, I was like advanced and I kept studying. Now I think I consider myself fluent.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing. So how long did you stay in the US total?
The first time I stayed there, it was like almost 2 years. And then I went back to the US after a few years because I wanted to study in American university. And I stayed there for, I think, 7 or 8 months. So like in total, almost 3 years.
Awesome. So this is something that I struggled a lot because I'm also a shy person. So I avoided for so long to start to speak this language. I started learning back in 2015, but my first conversation in English was at the end of 2018 because I decided to do something because I noticed that I was just absorbing the language. So my passive vocabulary was really good because I was able to understand, but my active vocabulary was kind of terrible because I couldn't express myself. So I decided to do something like very out of my comfort zone. I decided to take classes with native English speakers online. So that was like the only way that I found for me to really start to use the language. And I would have to use English to communicate with these tutors online because they didn't know Portuguese. So I would have to use English. And that was like a breakthrough in my learning journey. Once I made that first step to decide to use the language in an active way, I felt like I started to improve a lot, more and more. Do you felt that way once you started to getting out of your comfort zone and once you started to have conversations with people? Did you feel like you started to improve more?
Totally, yeah. I, as I said, I could just speak yes, no, okay, and haha. And I could have, let's say, deep conversations with people. Because if you don't get out of your comfort zone, you are just going to ask like the basic. You are not going to answer like your true self. And because of that, you make a lot of mistakes. It's okay. I make mistakes in Portuguese. I make mistakes in English. But you learn a lot from them. And this was the way I really learned when I started learning from my mistakes. Like, okay, I tried, it was wrong, and I am going to learn from it.
Yes, this is so true because I told you, teacher Gabi and I, we were talking before recording this podcast, and I said to her that I have improved my English so much by just recording these interviews and after that editing and listening to myself over and over again, and I'm still make mistakes, and that's wonderful because I'm gonna learn from it and I'm gonna hear it while editing. So yes, there is no such a thing as skip this part, right? We cannot skip making mistakes. This is part of the process.
It is, and we need to stop being like, I feel our ego is talking to us like, oh no, you need to be perfect, you cannot show to other people you are making a mistake. People are gonna think you don't know anything, and that's not true. Like, I always tell my students, and I do it the same for me as well. Like, I record myself and I'm like, ooh, I know this is wrong, why did I say this? And sometimes it's just because we are nervous, or sometimes you forget something, and it's okay.
Yes, I love that. Okay, so the next question is about what techniques, methods, and resources did you use to learn? I think we already talked a lot about all of the things that you basically used, like watching things, listening things when you moved to abroad, having conversations with people, and you also mentioned that you did a course. But is there anything that you would like to share with the listeners out there, something that really helped you?
I think one thing it's really important is to listen in English. Like, sometimes we think, oh, I'm not gonna understand everything, so I'm not gonna listen in English and like read the subtitles in English, because I cannot understand everything that people are saying. And this it's a big mistake, because more you listen, more you improve. Like, it's the same thing about the speaking. More you speak, better you are gonna be. And I think this is really important. Another thing I used to do a lot, and I still do, is to create like random situations in my mind to try to deal with the situation in English. Let's say I am driving and a police officer pulls me over and I need to talk to that guy. I need to explain who I am and things like this. And I'm like, okay, how can I say this in English? And it's a really great way to study, because you are going to search like, oh, what can I tell a police officer if this person pulls me over or something like this? And it's great, because you are really practicing your English when you do that.
Yes, I love that. And I remember that I interviewed, it's so sad, I never remember the name of the guest, but there was a guy who said to me, Charles, you know what I used to do to practice English conversation? I would pretend that I was being interviewed by Jimmy Fallon. And also, I remember that I interviewed Samia. And I remember that she mentioned that she would create imaginary scenarios in her head. So she would discuss things. So yeah, this is a really good advice. I really love it. Oh, last interview that I recorded with Nathaniel Drill, he mentioned something that I thought it was really incredible. He said that every language has some kind of musicality into it. So that's why I truly believe that listening to your target language, it's really powerful and it can help a lot, because I listen to so many podcasts, and sometimes there are some podcasts that I listen to the episode again because I couldn't understand something, and then all of a sudden by listening to it again I was able to understand everything. So it's okay not to understand everything for the first time, and you can go back. But yeah, listening, it's really powerful, because you can catch like this musicality of the language, and when you are speaking with someone else, you can notice if something sounds right or wrong. For some reason, this is how it works, at least for me in my brain. Sometimes I say something and I thought to myself, oh, I think this doesn't sound right, I need to repeat again in a new way that I think that it will sound right. And I do this all the time, especially when I'm recording the podcast.
Yeah, but it's true. Like, sometimes I say something and people ask me like, why do you say this way? And sometimes I really don't know how to answer that. It's like, it sounds right, but I'm gonna confirm because I don't know everything. And it's normally right, because as you said, the sound, it's going to hurt your ears or not, basically.
Yes. Awesome. Okay, let's go to the next question. How do we stay motivated when learning English?
I think the main point is don't think English is an obligation. Don't face English as an obligation, because everything it's an obligation is not that fun. You need to have fun with it, because it's a fascinating journey. And I think we need to find things we like to do in English, especially. Let's say I love basketball, so I should watch things about basketball in English, because it's going to be a really nice way to motivate me to study, because it's something I enjoy. I don't like cars. I'm not going to start studying English like about parts of a car or things like this. And I think this really motivates people, because if you find something something you like, it's going to be way easier to learn.
Yes, I love that. And this is something that I talk about over and over again. But yes, I truly believe that anything in life, right? If you don't have fun or if you don't enjoy, you are not gonna learn it. So it's really important to try to have fun while trying to learn, especially a new language, which is so hard. It takes time. It's a long process. Yes, so guys, you need to try to enjoy the learning process. If you feel like you are not motivated, try to switch things. Try to do something different. And something that I did in the past is try to find communities related to things that you enjoy. So for example, one example, when I first started doing this podcast, I had no idea how to start or where to start. So I started to join a lot of Facebook groups where people talk about podcasting and these communities where people from all around the world, and the main way of communicating was through English. So I would interact with people, would comment, I would make questions. And I remember that one Saturday afternoon, I was in a call with other three people speaking about podcasting. So I was having fun, I was learning something that was something that I was really interested in, and connecting with people at the same time. So yes, this is the key. Enjoy the process.
Yeah.
And we will stay motivated.
Exactly. I think we need to keep in mind nothing happens overnight. It's not like, oh, we started today, like in 6 months, in 1 year, we are going to be fluent or anything like this. You need to go like baby steps, enjoying each step you take.
Yes, I agree. Awesome. Next question. What opportunities and experiences learning a new language brought to you?
I think it's going to sound cliche, but I really found myself when I learned English. Like, now I have a career I love. I was able to meet people from all around the world. And this was just possible because we shared a common language, English. So I think this was really nice for me. I traveled a lot. Whenever I travel, like even in Brazil, I meet people from other countries and I am able to speak with them and to share my knowledge with them. They share their knowledge with me. And I think learning languages is something amazing.
Yes, this is so true, because we were talking about, before recording this episode, teacher Gabby asked me why I started learning English, right? It was this question. So I mentioned that my first goal was basically to hopefully one day to get a job where I could use English. So I started learning back in 2015, but I ended up getting a job where I need to use English 6 years later. But I mentioned to teacher Gabby that I ended up finding other passions and finding other goals by learning this language, because so many doors opened for me. I was able to connect and communicate with so many people. I was able to learn so many things through English. So yeah, there are countless things that learning English brought to me. And even with this podcast, I am having a blast, like each season, meeting so many amazing and incredible guests and people from different cultures and even people from my country, which I love because our country is so huge and so diverse. So yes, I could say a lot of things about this question. I'm gonna stop here. Let's move on to the next question. Nowadays, what do you do to keep practicing and improving your English in general?
I love TV shows, like series. I'm totally addicted to it. If you ask me like a random TV show, probably I already watch it. And I think because I do that every single day, I'm always improving my vocabulary, slangs, and idioms. I really enjoy a technique called shadowing. It's basically when you imitate a person, like you try to be an actress or an actor to speak the same way the person is speaking. I really like that. I'm not good with accents, but sometimes I try and it's a lot of fun. I am a curious person. So whenever I want to learn about something random, I'm going to search it in English. And I am going to learn a lot of different things about that subject. And I think teaching really helps me to improve my English because I am always learning new things. I am always getting surprised how, like, more we know, less we know, basically. Like, more we study, more we need to study, because it's like a really big thing. And I think that's it, actually.
So teaching, this is something that is so powerful, right? Because I noticed that every time that I have to teach someone anything, I ended up learning more. So actually, I think this is a really good tip for you guys who are listening to us. It doesn't matter if you are a pretty basic level. If you have something to teach to someone else, English related, you can teach this person and you are gonna learn more from it. Because sometimes when you have to explain things, you need to force your brain really hard to think about that thing that you are trying to explain. So you are going to learn more from it. Another thing that I would like to mention is that every time that I have to learn something new, it's like automatically I search on Google in English. It's kind of weird. I don't know why, but I've been learning so many things just using English. And someone said to me that, I could be wrong, but someone said to me that 80% of the internet is in English or something like that.
Yeah, everything comes first in English, right? It doesn't matter the language, they are going to translate first to English. So when you know English, you are like years ahead of other people.
Yes, I agree, because this is so true. Sometimes I cannot find something in Portuguese, so I put in English, but usually I just put in English. First, just to guarantee. Okay, let's move on to the next question. We are almost wrapping things up. What is the best advice you could give to someone who is learning English? It can be more than one.
I think the most important thing is to leave the language and don't give up. Like, the path is going to be very bumpy. It's not going to be easy. We are going to feel frustrated sometimes, but when we enjoy this trip, it's so amazing, so fantastic what we can accomplish in the future. And when you leave the language, what I mean by that, you learn things in English, you search things in English, you watch things in English, you do everything you can in English, it's much better than just like, oh, okay, I'm going to study 1 hour per day, 3 times per week. I think that's enough. No, it's not going to be enough. Try to do as much as you can, but don't create like really absurd goals. Like, oh, I'm going to study 4 hours every single day. It's not going to happen. Don't do that.
I love that. Truly, leave the language. This is so true. And something that came to my mind while you were talking about this idea of leaving the language, something that really helped me to leave the language, it was creating projects where I would force myself to use the language. And this podcast is the perfect example. I'm like leaving the language because I have to prepare the interviews, I have to reach out to people, and then talking during the recording and then editing. So yes, creating project is something that I'm a big fan. If you guys have a desire, I don't know, to start a podcast or a YouTube channel or just a social media page where you can have these projects as an excuse for you to take time out of your day to leave the language and use it in an active way, making a post, recording a video or something like that, this would be really helpful for your learning journey. Okay, so now let's wrap it up with the rapid fire question segment. I started doing this segment back in season 3 because I received a lot of feedback from the listeners saying to me, Charles, we would love to know a little bit more about the guests, not just about English stuff. So I have these 9 weird questions here that I'm going to ask you. So I have a few questions here that you can answer them super quick, but feel free to expand in any of them, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. The number one, what is your favorite food?
Oh, for sure, French fries. I'm totally addicted to French fries.
Okay, next one. Which tourist place would you recommend for someone interested in visiting your country?
I would recommend Ubatuba. It's in São Paulo. It's a beach town located on the northern coast. And there are like more than 100 beautiful beaches. And it's amazing. I love the beach. So I would recommend Ubatuba.
Amazing. Next one. Could you share one interesting thing about your culture?
Sure. Brazilians are very friendly people. So it doesn't matter if I just met you or something like this. I am going to invite you to grab a coffee or grab a beer later on. It's like, hey, let's catch up or something like this. You just met the person, but you are going to treat the person very well. Brazilians are like this.
Yes. This is not the first Brazilian who said this, because this is so true. We are really friendly. Amazing. Okay, what is your favorite hobby?
Sleep. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, wow, I found someone with the same hobby as me.
I actually don't like sleeping. I feel like it's a waste of time, but I really need to sleep a lot. I actually love to travel. It's my favorite hobby ever, because I am always learning new things, exploring new places, and yeah, travel.
Awesome. Do you have a favorite movie or series? If yes, which one? Or which is the last movie or series you have watched?
Yeah, like the only favorite thing I can tell you, it's French fries. The rest, I don't like to play favorites, let's say like this. But I am addicted, as I said, to TV shows and series, movies, all the screen time. I'm really addicted. So I love especially sitcoms, because it's like something I really don't need to think a lot. I'm just going to have a great laugh and I'm gonna learn things too, but I really don't need to think about what is happening or things like this. I love Modern Family, Friends, as I said, How I Met Your Mother. Yeah, I love sitcoms.
Amazing. Next one. Do you have a favorite song or band? If yes, which one? Or which is the last band or artist you listen to?
I love Ed Sheeran. I love the band Queen. I think it's very nice. Nowadays, I have been listening a lot to Justin Bieber. I have no idea why, but I am really enjoying his new albums.
Awesome. Next one. Do you have a favorite book or author? If yes, which one? Or which is the last book you read?
I like to read a lot. I think my favorite... This is something I can say... I have a favorite thing. Mm-hmm. My favorite book, it's a Brazilian book. It's called Capitães de Areia. And it was written by Jorge Amado. I really love this book. But I also like Agatha Christie's books, Sidney Sheldon's books, like all of them. I like this thriller feeling.
Amazing. Thanks for sharing. Next one. Who has influenced your career or your language learning journey the most?
I feel like my parents always pushed me to learn English. As I said, I didn't like it. It didn't help me a lot, but because of them, in the end, I learned. And I feel like all the professors and teachers who have passed through my life, I really admired them. So this awesome. Influenced me a lot.
Amazing. Oh, this next question remind me something about our mentorship program. I remember that. Okay, so just a little bit of context. Guys, in that mentorship program, every encounter, we would have to like present a class and to pretend that we were teaching our students. And I remember, okay, so I remember teacher Gabi, she taught a class about idioms or and phrasal verbs or expressions or something like that. And I really loved it. But I remember when I had to present a class, I was so terrified. I thought I was gonna die, because I have never taught English to anyone ever, and I was in a class with a lot of experienced people English teachers, and I had to present this class to them, and oh wow, that experience was really incredible, but I survived. But I remember I was so nervous. Okay, this is like a funny story about our classes. Okay, so the next question is, could you share three phrasal verbs or idioms that you think people should know them?
Sure. I love phrasal verbs and idioms. I know it sounds hard because it's different from our native language, but three, let me see. There's one I like a lot because I try to live it. It's play it by ear. It's when you don't plan something, you just go with the flow. Basically, another one, it's on me, like when you the other person is going to pay the bill, it's great, right? And it is what it is, like when we cannot change something, we need to accept it, and that's it.
I love that, thanks for sharing. And yesterday I learned like a new expression. I don't know if you have ever heard of this, but I had to look it up because I thought it was so weird that the person said to pay Dutch. Have you ever heard about it?
It's
like when we split like the bill with someone else, right?
Exactly. Like people use it a lot. Like, let's just split the bill. They say like, let's pay Dutch.
Yeah, but I thought it was so weird because Dutch is like the name of a language, right?
Or yeah, no? from the Netherlands, like Holland.
Yes, I was so surprised. Wow, this means that you can split the bills. Because I couldn't understand when the person said that in the episode of the podcast that I was listening to. Okay, so final question. Where can people find you online? And if someone is interested in having classes with you, what should they do?
Okay, so people can find me on Instagram, Ask Teacher Gabby. And I post a lot of interesting things there sometimes. Also about classes, like right now my schedule is totally busy, but like I don't have any free time, but just send me a message on Instagram and we can talk.
Amazing. So guys, I'm gonna put all of these links in the show notes so you guys can connect with Teacher Gabby. So Teacher Gabby, thank you so much for being here recording this episode with me and participating on the podcast. I really, really appreciate it.
No, thank you. It was a pleasure. I really had a blast.
Yes, me too. So again, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Take care and I'll see you around. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. If you can, please share the podcast with your friends. Subscribe to the show so you can get notified when I release new episodes. And feel free to leave a review. I would love to read it. Now I have a message for you. Remember this, you don't have to be alone when learning a new language. You can find awesome communities to be part of. The number one reason why I was able to level up my English is because I decided to get out of my comfort zone and connect with language learners from all around the globe. So, if you have been struggling to improve your speaking skills, and if you can't find someone else to have a conversation, I want to encourage you to participate in our online encounters and to join our global community on Telegram. Since June of 2020, I've been organizing English speaking sessions on Zoom for us to hang out. In there, you can meet new people, make new friends, and practice English while having fun. If you can't use Telegram, don't worry. I always announce our encounters on social media, and you can always DM me so I can send you the link to our meetings. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.